Now we're going to run over and talk to Leo Holman. Leo, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Brandon.
Well, Leo, I called you today and said, hey, Leo, you want to go wade through some slop? Because I got something you need to go research. And it's slop, isn't it?
It is neck deep in slop. You've had me, Brandon.
Yes, I'm sorry. Well, here it is. This is the one of the articles. Yikes! Joe Biden appears to have appointed a Satanist to White House task force. Yeah. Okay, start looking at some of these pictures. Pentagram, all kinds of stuff that going on, right? Well, here's another, the good doctor. We'll get into who this guy is, folks. Okay? Here's the question. Why would anyone put this kind of individual in your White House to be in charge of the official White House National Monkeypox Response Deputy Coordinator? We'll go to another article, but go ahead. Get started, Leo. Who is this guy?
Yes, his name is Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis, a Greek American, grew up in what sounds like a good family, Greek Orthodox Christian family. At some point, he obviously rebelled and lost his way, and he's now a full-fledged Satanist. He loves to surround himself with all sort of morbid satanic symbiology, like, you know, pentagrams.
Well, here's one. Here's one.
Serpents, creatures.
This is right off his own social media page, I think, right?
Yeah, right. And there's one picture where he's pictured with him and his male husband opened a goth gay gym in New York City.
There it is. Health goth. New York Times covered it.
And the New York Times gave it a raving review. Correct. And in there, he says, we will steal your soul. So he's clearly into the hardcore demonic. I don't believe it's just for show. For some of these folks, it may be just for show. I don't believe that's the case with him. He seems pretty hardcore. You know, anyone who would mock the Lord's Supper, take pictures of him with his husband. You know, he's got a helmet with an upside down cross on it. And behind him, his husband is pictured with a crown of thorns. And they're mocking the Last Supper. They show Jesus Christ in blasphemous situations, like lying on a pentagram on top of a table. They put him in Jesus Christ in a seance in another social media post with a Ouija board.
Yep, I've seen that.
It's completely disgusting, completely blasphemous. They're obviously out to mock God, but God won't be mocked. There's the picture of him. Scroll down just a bit. Up. There you go. No, you passed it right there. He's got a helmet on there with a pentagram, and that's his husband next to him with a crown of thorns.
Oh my.
And look at the look on his face. He looks possessed.
And then what is this here? What's this here?
Okay, that's a picture of the two getting married in a satanic occult ceremony.
Now, how do you know it's a satanic occult ceremony?
According to the LifeSite News, I think it was
The National Pulse.
Mm-hmm. National Pulse.
And then, again, it just goes on from there.
Yes, and he's taken down a lot of these posts from his Instagram account, but the National Post has screenshotted all of this stuff.
Now, I guess the question arises, and I'm going to show you, again, he's got all this artwork and pentagram stuff on his, look, tattooed up himself, I guess, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So the question becomes real quick, why would you hire someone like this? Why would you, let me pull that down, guys. Okay, it's already there. You already did. So let me go back to my email and pull up another one. Okay, here's another one. Biden picks Dr. Rachel Levin, a transgender woman, as assistant health secretary in historic firsts, CBS. We all know about this, right? We all know about this. Okay. So we've got this. We've got the guy that we've just talked about. And then we've got the individual that we reported on earlier in the year, this one here. Biden administration hires LGBT activist with puppy fetish to oversee nuclear waste disposal. Sam Brenton, remember him?
Yes. Sam Brenton is an engineer, graduated from MIT. He claims to have been tortured and victimized by a conversion therapy, which turns out to be all a lie. He's a very much an LGBTQ activist. He claims to be the first gender fluid person in federal government leadership. He's in charge of nuclear waste disposal for the U.S. Department of Energy. But what does he mean by gender fluid? For those of you who are not up to speed on your LGBTQ vernacular, all that means is from day to day, he's not sure what gender he is. He's not sure from one day to the next whether he's male, female, or something else. And this gentleman, I use that term loosely, Mr. Sam Brenton, is also into bestiality, okay? For those, you know, of your audience who don't know what that is, look it up, because I'm not sure it's kosher to mention that here on this network.
And here's another one. This is a Miss Sean Skelly. Miss Sean Skelly was appointed, through this committee that was put together, the Inspired to Serve Committee, which we've been covering since 2018. They finally put out their report in March of 2020 that includes drafting America's daughters. So your daughter off to sign up for selective service. This individual used to be a man, I think still is, in my opinion, but served in the Obama administration as the director for the Office Executive Secretary at the U.S. Department of Transportation, was in the group Out in National Security, and then went on to become a part of this committee right here, okay? Now, the reason I bring all this up is, and I think I'll have to do a quick check while you talk, may already have been appointed to something else in the Biden regime. My question is, why do you believe such, and this is my biblical position per Romans 1, why do you suppose the administration picks people like this who have suppressed the truth and unrighteousness, who clearly are darkened-hearted people, and exchange the truth of God for something else other than the truth? Why do you think an administration would fill up their government and agency with these kind of people?
Because most of these kinds of people, Brandon, I've met my share, okay? You know, I'm not born yesterday. If you talk to people like this, you can usually find out within, you know, 10, 15 minutes that they have an axe to grind, and it's usually against Christians.
Yes.
You know, either there was some Christian maybe who abused them at some point in life. Maybe they just heard stories of people being abused by wayward Christians, not real Christians. But whatever it is, something happened in their life that turned them openly against God. And so now they make it part of their life's mission to persecute, to mock, to blaspheme God. Their entire life is like a blasphemy against God. And, you know, and so we're looking at an administration that is completely anti-God, anti-family. And so why wouldn't they appoint people like this?
Well, I just went and researched. Sean, and I agree 100%, Sean Skelly, in November 2020, was appointed to President-elect Joe Biden's transition team for the Department of Defense. And in July of 2021, Skelly was confirmed as Assistant Defense for Readiness by voice vote. Okay?
Wow.
This is the individual who was a man, now wears a dress. And
he's in charge of readiness.
Yeah, in charge. So Skelly was confirmed as Assistant Secretary of Defense for Readiness.
Well, I have to say, Brandon, if that's what we got in charge of readiness, the Russians can't wait, and the Chinese cannot wait to meet us on the battlefield.
Yeah. Well, in my movie Brainwashed America, you know, I make the case that they're cleansing out the military, purging the military of God-honoring constitutionalist conservatives, filling it up with a bunch of people that hate America, hate traditional values, hate God. And I think the reason they're doing all this, and I gave all these examples tonight, asked you to come on and talk about it if you looked at these things as well, was because I believe this is exactly the kind of people you have to put into power if you're setting up to persecute conservatives and Christians. And I think you and I are in agreement.
I could not agree more, right. That's what I was saying when I meant they have an axe to grind. They have a built-in axe to grind, and it's against Christians. They really have an axe to grind against God, but they take it out against his people. And so when we encounter abuse from these type of people, you know, Jesus encountered it as well. And he said, you know, forgive them for they know not what they do. That is going to be a difficult thing for us to pray, but we're going to have to pray it.
The other thing too, is we have the George Soros types, and George Soros, I think, hates Christians, loading up
Absolutely.
A lot of our DA offices with his people. So again, I guess what I'm trying to say is Christians need to understand that if this trend continues, they are coming for us.
And they're coming for our children most of all.
And we're the ones standing between them and our children.
Yes, our children and our grandchildren. That's who they want. They don't care. They could care less about people like us in our 50s and 60s.
Yeah, they're not interested in trying to change our mind, but they don't want us influencing other people. They don't
Absolutely.
Want us in here teaching people, training people, equipping people, discipling people with the truth.
They want us to just be an echo chamber talking to people exactly like ourselves. Right.
Mm-hmm. But the future is the next generation, our kids, our grandkids.
100%. And that's why people need to get their children out of public schools. These are the type of people that they want to unleash on your children in the schools. This is what they call an all of government approach. Where every federal agency right now of the federal government, including the Department of Education, is focused on this, on bringing what they call LGBTQ equity, diversity, and inclusion to the forefront. Whenever you hear equity, diversity, and inclusion in your school system, think about this.
Indeed.
It's about force feeding to the children the LGBTQ plus agenda, where you have gender confusion being taught to young kids who are very impressionable. And then you're going to have the health clinics in the schools, which, you know, the Department of Education and through the Biden administration is funding to the tune of billions of dollars right now in public schools across the United States, where they're going to be opening these health clinics. And that includes mental health. And what are they going to be doing? They're going to be pressuring children in elementary school and middle school, and of course high school, to accept the fact that there's no such thing, they say, as just male and female. Anyone who believes that is a bigot. That's what they're being taught. And if you have any confusion, you need to go with the opposite of how you were born. Otherwise, you're repressing yourself. You need to not repress your inner sexual feelings. You need to let them, you need to flow with them, you need to take the hormones, you need to build up to the surgeries, the mutilating surgeries. They're doing full breast mastectomies now on teenage girls in you know, like eighth grade. It's disgusting.
Absolutely. And in closing, you know, if anyone reads the excellent book by Dr. Erwin Lutzer, Hitler's Cross, he talks about Hitler having many of the people in his high ranks that were cross-dressers. Anna Fraulein was one of them, was known dressing like this, you know, off hours or on the weekends. It was even military channel several years ago, and I found the video and played it a few weeks ago, talked about the homosexual bodyguards around Adolf Hitler. They put the SS troops through things that would sear their conscience and make them feel like they couldn't identify with their families and church any longer. So again, there is a history of putting debased, debauched, darkened-hearted people into positions of power and authority, and generally what they go on to do is not very good to Christians, conservatives, or Jews.
Brandon, the Nazis were also steeped, as you know, steeped in the occult.
Absolutely.
Just like this Mr. Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis that we talked about.
Yep. LeoHoman.com. LeoHoman.com. As always, Leo, thank you for being with us and being willing to research stuff. We wish we didn't have to, but we have to
Difficult
be informed.
Difficult stuff. Yes, very
we have
difficult.
To be informed. Have to be informed. LeoHolman.com, folks. Check it out. Thank you, Leo. LeoHolman.com. LeoHolman.com. He'll be one of the keynote speakers at our Ozarks Worldview Weekend starting on Friday night, October 14th at 6 p.m. on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Full details at WVWTVstore.com, or you can use that phone number on the screen to 901. I guess it's not on the screen. 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357 to place your order over the phone for tickets. Hey, if you like what we're doing here, folks, you can always support my Worldview Weekend Foundation, which helps to stream my radio shows, my TV shows at WVWTV.com, put out documentaries, my books at my cost, my documentaries for free. Support my foundation, if you would, at WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. You also find our mailing address there as well. Thank you so much. Till tomorrow night, I'm Brent House. Take care.